right, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And today is Monday, the last day of March. And opening day at Dodger Stadium, everybody. Yeah. Look at that. All right, it was a tradition in our family to go to opening day when I was a child. My dad would take us all out of school, the six of us, and wander up to Dodger Stadium for opening day. But that's when there weren't 50 million people living in Los Angeles, and you could do that. And I was going to go to opening day today, but last year's parking hassle really turned me off. I wonder if it's better this year. All right, the changes in the stadium. It is the official beginning of spring here in Southern California when the Angels and the Dodgers begin. But if you went to Dodger Stadium today, or perhaps you were there over the weekend, what's going on with the stadium? Anything new? Anything interesting? Anything cool? Anything uncool? Was the traffic as bad as it was last year? I remember last year, it took about 2.5 hours to get out of that stadium after the game was done. And people just sat there and sat there, and they got pissed off, and they sat there. And it sort of like ruins the day and ruins the vibe of going to see a great baseball game when you constantly have to worry about, you know, leaving 2.5 hours before the game starts and then getting home 3 hours after it ends. You know, you spend more time in traffic a lot of the time. And I did. That's absolutely true. Last year, I spent 1 hour and 45 minutes trying to get there and 2.5 hours trying to get home. And so I was spending more time in traffic than I was at Dodger Stadium. So yeah, sad. It was sort of a sad day. But anyway, the whole new Dodger Stadium is supposed to be terrific. So if you were there today and you saw opening day, call us and let us know how it's going. They fixed the parking problems? They add anything new? 520-9710. It's our main number here in Southern California. 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, Joe Torre era officially begins in Los Angeles, or began today in Los Angeles. And the Los Angeles Dodgers, I was listening to the game on the radio, and they blanked the San Francisco Giants 5-0. And opening day never gets old, said Torre, who will be practicing his 42nd opening day. 42 opening days as a major league manager. Unbelievable. But anyway, so some of the changes at Dodger Stadium, that at least I'm reading about, a renovated and expanded field level, the field level concourse, will have double the amount of concession stands and restrooms. Thank God. Hey, what are the restrooms like? Is it still one big trough? You feel like a farm animal going to the bathroom there anymore? Do they still have the painted white squares for the smokers? So you had to be in the box to smoke. If you stepped outside, you're thrown out of the stadium. It says here the new concession stands will offer canters. Look at that, Jerry. Mazel tov. Jerry Gomez sitting in there. The new concession stands will offer canters, delicatessen, Mrs. Beasley's, Ruby's Diner, and also Camacho's.
Are you serious?
Yeah, serious, Dougie. Look at that. Camacho's. Camacho's Cantina right there in Dodger Stadium. Another change where the fans will be allowed on in the outfield during batting practice. Look at that. You can sit there on the field during batting practice. And I guess they put up a fence there, a temporary fence, and you can catch home runs. The unwelcome changes, gang, is that most ticket prices have increased from last season. The cheapest tickets, which are on the top deck, the one that looks really slanted, one where you're scared to death just to sit there with your wife and kids, they've increased from last season. The cheapest tickets, which are on the top deck, have increased from $8 to $10. That's not bad.
Unbelievable.
Well, that's not unbelievable. It's a $2 increase, Tommy, please. And let's see here. The advance tickets, $10 on opening day, $9 to $11. Left field pavilion tickets were $8 in advance, $10 on the day of game. That's not bad. $10 to see the Los Angeles Dodgers take on the San Francisco Giants. Let's see here. And then they go on. The reserve level rose from $14 to $17 and $16 to $19. So it's not that bad. I mean, you can go out and spend. Where else can you spend the entire day and bring your kids and spend, you know, $8 to $10 for a ticket. I remember back when I used to go with my friends, or we used to take the bus up there occasionally, the RTD. And it was great because you can go there for, you know, the bus ride was a dollar round trip or 50 cents. And the outfield was $1.50. And, you know, you just sit there for the entire game for $1.50. And that's not even that long ago. That was in the 80s. All right. If you went to Dodger Stadium today, you saw the opener at Dodger Stadium. People who are like myself who are lifelong Dodger fans want to know what the what's the new vibe at the stadium. They fixed the parking problems out there. Is there more than four or five ways to get into that stadium anymore? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, something happened over the weekend that 115,000 people saw. And I wasn't one of them because, again, it's parking, you know. I would have gone down to the Coliseum in a heartbeat to see the Dodgers take on the Red Sox on Saturday. But the parking scared me off. You know, you get 115,000 people in one area, and you're going to be there for quite some time. You're going to sit there and sit there and sit there, and it becomes a big turnoff after a while. You know, you just sit there in your car while 115,000 people try to get home. 115,000 people in one area. Just, I don't know. This doesn't seem like a great vibe. Anyway, they had 56,000 at Dodger Stadium today, and 56,000 is a great turnout for Dodger Stadium. It's also their 50th anniversary, the Dodgers' 50th anniversary of their move to Los Angeles, and a decade of the team's history in Los Angeles will be highlighted each month. I think they're giving a blanket away next month, which is a good idea. Maybe they'll wait for a Sunday game in June, when it's 110, and give out blankets to everybody. But the Dodgers, they won today 5-0. They lost to the exhibition at the Coliseum, by the way, 7-4 to the world champion Red Sox. But it is opening day in Southern California, and people have great memories of going as kids to Dodger Stadium. You're always very excited to see the new things, what's happening out there. And the one main question I have is, have they fixed the parking? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Randy in Hollywood, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, Tim, I'm doing good.
Hey, all right. Were you out there today?
I wasn't out there today, but I did go to the exhibition game on Friday night. They played the Red Sox.
Right.
And I was on the field level, so I could tell you what's going on down there on the field level. The concession stand is definitely expanded. Like, it's not just Dodger dogs anymore. They've got a Gordon beer stand there.
That's not bad.
And they've got.
Is there more room to move around there in the bottom level?
Yeah, but you know, the lines were still pretty long, and the stadium was not really that packed, and it was sort of like dress rehearsal, it seemed like, because they weren't taking cash and that kind of thing. I mean, they weren't taking credit cards.
They weren't taking credit cards. Right.
But I tell you this: the bathrooms really nice on the field level. It's not a big trough that you go in anymore. They have these, it's all urinal.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
2008, and they got urinals.
Yeah, and it's, they're all water-free urinals, you know, so it's all green.
Oh, I can't stand those.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the water-free urinal is very suspicious to me.
I agree with you. But here's another thing.
Especially when you got guys, you know, if you have a guy in front of you who has a radical asparagus habit, it's real hard to sit there waterless after that chap leaves.
I agree with you there.
Oh, Christ.
Here's another thing they had in the back. And dryer. really worked.
Yeah, I know, but who the hell at a stadium is going to sit there for 2 minutes with a crowd yelling and dry his hands?
You don't need 2 minutes. These things, 10 seconds, you're done. Your hands are dry.
All right, so no paper towels. Now, did you see Camacho's out there? They got some decent new food out there, huh?
Yeah, they have, what else do they have at the concession stand? They had...
It says Camacho's. It also says some deli food out there?
Yes, they have deli food.
Canters?
And then they had... Yeah, they had that's right. They had canters there, and they had like the health stand where there was no line at all. where they had, you know, vegetables with ranch dip and that kind of thing.
Hey, I heard a Cantor's sandwich out there was $285.
Something like that,
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I imagine it's wildly overpriced. Yeah. All right, Bubba, did you go out today?
No, I didn't.
Over the weekend, right?
On Friday night, yeah.
All right, dude. We're off to a great start, though. 5-0.
Yeah, absolutely. 5-0 over the Giants today.
So all right. Thanks for calling, Bubba.
All right, Tim,
There he goes, everybody. All right, Dodgers open today. If you went out to Dodger Stadium, the new vibe at the stadium, from what I understand, at least Randy in Hollywood said, it's pretty cool. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Rich in Simi Valley, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Yeah, how you doing?
All right.
You were talking about the bus ride and Saturday night's game. That was a total joke. We pulled into the stadium at 5 o'clock.
Oh, and you took the shuttle down there.
Yeah, we finally got on the bus at 7:05.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so needless to say, you're concerned about how you're going to get home.
Right.
So we figured once we got to the Coliseum, we just went right back in line.
Yeah, but you know what? There's 115,000 people in that stadium, and everybody in that stadium, their primary concern is not the game. It's how the hell am I going to get out of here?
Absolutely, and people started leaving after the third inning. It was hilarious.
Jesus Christ.
It really is sad. I mean, you know, you could even go down to San Diego. Have you ever been to San Diego?
Of course. I went to school there.
Where? San Diego State?
San Diego State.
Yeah, so did I. Were you there after they put in the train that goes right to the stadium? I mean, right to the school?
No, I went there 80 to 84.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Recently, they've improved. In San Diego, you can get on there. The same thing as our MTA here.
Right.
But you can get on, and it goes to their baseball stadium, mm-hmm. and then it makes a stop at their football stadium, and then it stops right in on the campus of San Diego State University.
Yeah, right at Monty's Den.
Yeah, exactly.
Unfortunately, McCourt made all of his money in parking lots. So the idea of getting rapid transit to Dodger Stadium, you may as well forget it.
I know, but look at it. The rapid transit, it goes sort of near Staples Center. It's a block away from Staples Center. You can't complain about that.
No, we do that all the time.
Yeah, I do that as well. I get on in the valley. I get on the orange line, then the red line, and buzz down to the blue line, and I'm there. But, you can't get to, you name me one transit line that goes to either Burbank, Long Beach, or LAX. You can't get on an airplane from one of these things.
You can take the one to Burbank, but it only runs like three times a day and never on weekends.
Wait a minute. But the train that runs out there.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is crazy. All right, mm-hmm. Babu, we thank you for calling. It's amazing that in 2008 you can't get the parking together. I mean, everybody knows that when you get in your car and you drive to Dodger Stadium or to the Coliseum over the weekend, it's going to be a living hell. You're going to think about traffic or be in it all the way down. Then you're going to sit in the game and you're going to think about how the hell am I going to get out of here. And then you finally get home and you're exhausted and you barely remember the game. Let's talk to Jim in Orange County. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
What's up, Big Timmy?
Hey.
How you doing?
All right, man. What do you got?
Love the show, my friend.
Thanks.
Do not bring on Bonaducci, though. That douchebag needs to be nowhere near this show. I'm a longtime listener, so.
Stay tuned for the abortion of comedy.
I'll mark you down as a major fan.
Yes. Let me just tell you something. I live there in OC, but I have friends that had Dodger tickets. They don't go anymore because of the gang element. The Dodger fans equal the Raider fans. The Raider fans have just taken over the Dodgers that they left behind. These guys are out there. There's fights in the parking lots. Last year, someone got shot during a game.
Yeah, I remember that. Somebody got a shot, and there was also a lot of beer bottles thrown.
Yeah. I mean, it's really bad. If you sit in the outfield, I took my little nephew 2 years ago. I mean, the F-bomb was going on more than, play ball. I mean, it's crazy. So, hey, Timmy, keep up the good
work. All right, Babu, we thank you for calling, dude. All right, there he goes, everybody. Let's talk to Josh and Rosemead. You went out to Dodger Stadium today, dude?
Oh, yeah, man, it was awesome. But guess who I saw there?
Who?
I saw Brian David Whitman.
Is that right? What was he doing out there?
He was making balloon animals and doing voices with them.
All right, get out of here, you jackass. He wasn't out there today. He was making balloon animals at El Torito today. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. If you're at Dodger Stadium today, what was the vibe? Is it decent? New concession stands? New waterless urinals? And evidently, more parking nightmares. Let's talk to Mike in L.A. Mike, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, dude?
Hey, what's going on?
All right.
First time I've ever listened to your show, by the way.
Thank
you
very
much. You guys are doing pretty good.
Thank you, sir.
Real quick, I went to the bathrooms in the second inning. I didn't come out till the seventh. I kid you not.
Wait a minute. You went to the bathroom at Dodger Stadium today or at the Coliseum?
No, today. And in the Coliseum, not only that, I had to park almost six blocks away to get decent parking.
I know. Well, six blocks on the way there is not bad. It's the way home that sucks.
Yeah. Oh, that was the worst thing. But, yeah, the Dodger thing, you know, we had to park about three blocks. I parked over there by Legion Park.
Oh, boy. You didn't even park in the stadium.
Oh, not at all. I'm not going to. That's like suicide right there.
Jesus Christ. All right, buddy. So you had to walk probably close to a mile to get to the stadium.
Oh, yeah. It's like whatever I drank, I lost it on the walk back.
Well, that's not bad, though. I mean, it's a great way to sober up.
Oh, yeah. And then enjoy the game real great. But most of the game, I heard, you know, Vince calling it or just a bunch of guys yelling.
Yeah. All right, Bubba. We thank you for calling. Yeah, I think Vince Scully's going to do mostly TV this year. And I'm not sure he's going to do road games. And I don't blame him. The guy's going to be 82 years old. 82 years old this year. Or 81. I think he's 81 now. He's going to be 82. And yeah, he's still sharp as ever, but 82 years old. The Dodgers have got to win one of these next couple of years to try to get this guy another championship. I mean, it's been since 1988, since Kirk Gibson hit that home run against the Athletics. And during that game was going on, I was sitting at the Great Western Forum watching the Kings lose to the Philadelphia Flyers. But that was a sensational series. Oral Hershiser, Kirk Gibson, and since 1988. So the kids born right after that series, or in the year that series took place, 1988, they are now in college. They're 20 years old. That happened 20 years ago. They're 20 years old. They're in college, and they've never seen a Dodger championship. I mean, I grew up when I was a kid, the Dodgers were in the playoffs almost every year, and if it wasn't, everyone was disappointed. And they were in the playoffs in 77, 78. Against the Yankees, 1981, again against the Yankees. They won it in 81, and then they won it in 88 again. And since the 88, nothing. A big bowl of steam and F for 20 years, man. 20 years. Wyshoski was 3 o'clock. I mean, he was 3 years old. Randy, how old were you when the Dodgers won the World Series, 1988? You were 3 years old. Jesus Christ. And Gina Grad, you were what, 14, 15?
How dare you? I was 10.
All right. And so Teresa from the Corolla Show was 9.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh.
Wow. Little 9-year-old running around. 7? A 7-year-old? Oh, boy. Sam Phillips celebrated her 40th birthday at the stadium. I remember that. That was a good time. Sammy, please. Chris in East L.A., you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how are you, dude?
I was there today, man.
How'd you do?
It was horrible. Took me 2 hours to get in. I sat there about an hour waiting for the game.
Wait, it took you 2 hours to get into the stadium?
Into the stadium. Took me 2 hours.
From where?
Off of the 5 freeway on going south.
Oh, Jesus.
Santa Ana.
Jesus Christ.
How long did it take you to get a beer?
To get a beer? At least an hour.
Jesus.
And it was ice hot.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. Yeah, the beer at the stadium, you know, to take an hour to get a beer, you know, at those prices, they should bring the beer and right to your seat. You know, I think the Staples Center now, a draft beer is $10. I don't know what it is at Dodger Stadium, but a draft beer for $10. Solange. I don't know how to pronounce that name. Hey, in L.A., on line 4, what's your name?
Solange.
Solange, how are you?
I'm fine, Conway. It's been a long time.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name again?
Solange. I don't know.
Hey, anyway, bottom line, you can get to the airport on the Green Line. You could take the Blue Line to the Green Line and catch the shuttle from aviation.
Yeah, I know.
Get into the airport.
I know, darling, but that ain't the train to the airport. That's a shuttle.
Right, but you still have a train to get there.
I know, but it doesn't go into the airport.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. I thought you were talking about...
No, you got to get on a bus, and then the bus takes you the last 2 miles to the airport.
Right, okay.
Right, I've done that.
Okay, that's yeah. what
okay.
I was...
All right, thanks, Solange. No, I get it. I've been born and raised here, baby. Got my, you know, I got an eye on what's going on out there. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, there was a shooting on the 101 freeway, and I'll tell you, I have a connection to that shooting that happened on the 101 freeway. I'll tell you about that when we come back. And a weird turn in that shooting today. If you heard about it yesterday, it was on the 101 eastbound right near the 405, and they shut the freeway down there from 8:15 in the morning till 2:15 in the afternoon. The freeway was closed. Which people in the valley enjoy. Anytime you close the 101, it's a big celebration, and nobody's inconvenienced. But I'll tell you, that story took a weird twist today, and I have a personal connection to it. Could have been me. I'll tell you how that happened. All right, it is Tim Conway Jr. Show, and I'm live on 97.1 Free FM.